Welcome to the Easter edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 17th of April 2022. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick VK7RI. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequencies courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. Currently on 1.862 MHz, any takers. On 3.670 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. On 7.140 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14.130 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. We also go out on UHF-CB channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. And you can hear the broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern VK7 and VK7RTC in southern VK7. WIA News. WIA AGM and Virtual Conference, Antarctic Gateway. This is an invitation to all VK7s to come along in person to the WIA Hybrid AGM and Virtual Conference in person. The Hybrid AGM and Open Forum is being held at the Reese Club Rooms on top of the Queen's Domain, and the Virtual Conference is being held at the Aurora Electra Theatre, IMAS/UTAS, 20 Castray Esplanade, Salamanca, Hobart. This is a huge opportunity for VK7s to see the operation of our national representative body, the Wireless Institute of Australia, in action. There also is an opportunity to see the virtual conference presentations firsthand and in person and be part of the audience. This all happens on Saturday, May the 7th. The AGM starts at 10:30 and the open forum at 11:30 and the virtual conference starts at 1300. To participate, all you need to do is book via the Eventbrite links that can be found in the email edition of the broadcast. A full program can be found on the WIA website. For more information about the virtual conference, go to the link on the email edition of this broadcast. We look forward to seeing you in person at the Hybrid AGM and Virtual Conference. And that's 73 from the WIA National Conference Organising Committee. Now on to QSL News. A report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Edwards QSL Bureau. After sorting a delivery of received last Thursday, the current list of QSL cards as of the 15th of April 2022 is in the email version of this broadcast. So that he can update his list, please advise Herman by email if you have recently obtained a new call sign, a second call sign, or if you do not want to receive cards delivered via the Bureau. Indicating the date that you were allocated your call sign would also be of use to Herman, as some QSL cards received go back to decades in some cases. If you have any questions regarding QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Safety Communications, Target Tasmania. Gary, VK7HGO, is in urgent need of three teams of two for Friday the 29th of April and four teams of two for Saturday the 30th of April to be part of the Target Communications team. This is for around the northwest and west coast area. We need you for SOS and repeaters as needed. Target will pay for fuel and accommodation if required. Can you please let Gavin know ASAP if interested, and you can contact him at either email vk7hgo@wia.org.au or mobile, which is 0407724431. That mobile again is 0407724431. And that's 73 from Gavin O'Shea, VK7HGO, Target Communications. And now news from the north, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, which is in Henry Street, Launceston. And if you'd like more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354410, and that's 73s from our VK7 Alpha Nancy. And now over to the Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. We end this week by wishing everyone a happy Easter. If you're travelling, please take it easy on the roads. Just take your time and make sure you arrive safely at your destination. The John Moore Memorial Field Day results show good Tasmanian amateur participation and success rate. Congratulations to the following NTARC members: Peter, a VK7KPC, who came first in the 24-hour portable operation, single operator, all mode, all band section; Andrew, VK7 Delta Whiskey; and James, VK7 Jet Lit Alpha Mike, who came first in the second respectively in the 6-hour portable operation, single operator, phone mode, all band section. Certificate for you three are literally in the mail, as well as Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, and Keith, VK7 Kilo Whiskey, who came 6th and 20th respectively in the home station 24-hour phone mode, all band section. Also Rick, VK7HBR, and Brian, VK7KWB, who came 6th and 8th respectively in the home station 6-hour phone mode, all band section. Congratulations to all winners and contestants. The links to the website results are included in the text version of the broadcast. Last Wednesday was a club general meeting night. Proceedings were completed within the hour. Everybody stayed for drinks and various discussions, including a follow-up with Lionel, VK7ZLB, notably about the progressive miniaturisation of valves presentation he gave at the previous tech night. Brendan, VK7VIP, showed us some substantial steel brackets to be used in the next club working bee. Last week's broadcast was jam-packed, so catch up with the main team from the test and tech night, which was missed, and came from Nick, VK7WhiskyWhiskey. He unveiled yet another QRP prototype. This time was a 4-transistor double sideband transmitter on 3.580 MHz. Later to be tested after the addition of 1-transistor power amplifier stage to bring it up to 4 or 5 watts output. With the assistance of Phil, VK7ZPD, Peter, VK7KPC, Rick, VK7HBR, and Lewis, VK7IT, providing readability and field strength reports throughout. Lewis was using his new work-in-progress dipole, and Rick on his new long triangle loop antenna. Thanks to Phil for providing the audio field for those who are not physically close enough to receive all sides of the conversation, as well as providing profiles. Phil's off-air MP3 recording files also provide valuable feedback to anyone testing equipment, in this case Nick's double sideband transmitter. Now, upcoming events. Club Tech Night. Wednesday the 20th of April, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, 7:30 PM till whenever. Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday the 27th of April, TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 PM to 7:30 PM, and TechNet on 3.576 MHz from 7:30 PM to around 8:30 PM. Your host for the evening will be going Nick, VK7 and Whiskey Whiskey. There will be a presentation by Malcolm White planned for early June on the Club Tech Night. Apart from being a licensed amateur at an early age, the major topic is to be his association with Ray Norton, VK3ATN, at the time of Ray's pioneering Earth-Moon-Earth achievements in the 1960s on the 2-metre band. Coffee morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 AM to 12 noon, and we look forward to seeing you there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and we currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and chat. And just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation for all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities and other services we provide, especially in these harder times. Enjoy the company, coffee, biscuits and cake, by leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in a jar, to assist in our ongoing operations. And again, a reminder that masks are optional but encouraged to be worn at these sessions. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email the secretary at the following addresses: which is news@entark.net. All items need to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks, from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And our news from the South, VK7 CL Update. Cedric has a brand spanking new high-tech hip, and everything to do with the operation went well. Cedric is in great spirits and is still in hospital at the moment, but is expected home soon, and I'm sure we'll be running around the place in no time. And that's 73s from a little bird. And now Weiss in Tasmania South, the steer ride call. Mark Dunn from Southern Tasmania Equine Riders, or steer, has asked for assistance on an endurance ride to be held near Hamilton on Saturday the 14th of May. It will probably be involve a stay over on the Friday night, ready for an early-ish start. This is a great opportunity to see what is involved with safety communications for the equine endurance ride, and you'll be put with an experienced operator to learn the ropes. In the meantime, please circle the date if you can attend, and please let Rod, VK7TRF, know via email, which is Roja, which is Roja3KEL, at yahoo.com.au. Know if you're available. And that's 73's Marod, VK7TRF, Weissens Operations Manager. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Training and Assessments. Reece's next Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is next Saturday, the 28th of May, 2022. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7 Kilo Kilo, Reece's Learning Organiser, know by phoning him on 0417 391 607, or email, which is assessor@reece.asn.au. Check out the Reece Foundation license training videos that can be found on the Reece YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the Reece Facebook page and events for further details. And that's 73 is from Reg of VK7 Kilo Kilo. And now over to the DATV Experimenters Night. We started with Richard of VK7ZBX and Justin of VK7TW in the studio with a look at the ISS SSTV Women in Space images. We then showed an Antarctic postcard from Casey Station, thanks to Warren of VK0WN. Justin then shows his latest kit project, the VK5 JST SWR and power meter. It has a Stockton Bridge remote head, a processor PCB and two-line LCD. We plugged in the power and showed the display. This was featured in amateur radio issue number 5 in 2020. Justin then showed an early Daisy Wheel printer interface that he used to put together in his first job. It used an 8748 Intel microcontroller, 8-bit, 1K ROM and 64-byte RAM. The interface included a 8748, the EPROM version. The 8048 was the plastic pre-programmed version used in all IBM keyboards. Justin then showed the 1983 Intel handbook. At around 8 o'clock, we set up for the iPhone app from Black Cat Systems to receive the SSTV from the speaker on the FT817 iPhone. We then took a look at the latest low-key magazine with a cover featuring VK3YE's reflex transceiver, an article on the Ediston bug, the QRP hours contest, a QRP Nevis and DX operation, 7 meg big core 0.64 Lombarda helical aerial, VK1CT's crosswork, and finish with the back cover of the pictures of the QRP ATU from GM4YLN. Richard took the audience through the excellent John Moyle Memorial Field Day results, with 19 VK7s putting in logs. An excellent result, and thanks to all who participated and put in the logs. Justin then outlined the WIA Hybrid AGM and Virtual Conference Antarctic Gateway program. We finished with reminders of what we will have next week. At around 21:30, there was another excellent pass, and we recorded 2 images. Record the passes in a short 5-minute video that was posted to the Reece YouTube channel. This week we will have a new review of the ISS SSTV images, latest D-Bus magazines, how to do SSTV, more on the VK5 JST SWR power meter, and much more. We go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan around 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for the VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reese YouTube channel. And that 73 is from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. World Amateur Radio Day. Why April 18th? Every April 18th, radio amateurs worldwide take the airwaves in celebration of the World Amateur Radio Day. On this day in 1925, the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris, with members from 25 countries growing to 160 member societies today. The International Telecommunications Union, or ITU, has recognised the IARU as representing the interests of amateur radio, now organised in three IARU regions, representing over 3 million licence holders. Thanks to the work of the pioneering amateur radio experimenters in the early years of last century, it discovers that the ionosphere propagation on shortwave allows signals to travel much greater distances than the lower frequencies then used by telephone companies and broadcasters. In order to prevent amateur radio from being pushed aside by commercial and national interest, amateur radio pioneers met in Paris in 1925 and founded the IARU. That ensured that the 1927 International Radio Telegraph Conference Amateur Radio secured the frequency allocations in the 160, 80, 140, 20 and 10 metre bands. Tesla Unwired Webcast. In honour of the World Amateur Radio Day on April 18th, the Tesla Science Centre at Warden Cliff is hosting a Tesla Unwired Webcast on YouTube featuring a special lineup of ham radio enthusiasts. Taking part are baseball legend Joe Rudy, NK7U, Ted Rappaport, N9NB, inventor of 5G, Ed Wilson, N2 X-ray Delta Delta, vice president of Suffolk County Radio Club, and your host Mark Alisi. Tune in to hear the remarkable ways radio transformed their lives and explore the surging use of ham radio worldwide. Streaming on TSCW's Facebook and YouTube on April 18th from 1600 to 1700 GMT with a live Q&A from 1700 to 1730 GMT. And that was sourced from the Southgate Amateur Radio News Service. And now for some space weather news. Massive solar storm to hit Earth on the 14th of April. One more geomagnetic storm is making its headway for a direct hit with Earth within 48 hours and could cause power, GPS and radio blackouts. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or known as NOAA, models anticipate a fast solar wind stream which will help push the cyclone before it makes impact with the planet's magnetic field on Thursday. That point is likely to intensify, according to an expert. It is the second in matter of days, and this could mean a disruption for satellites and cause power fluctuation, reports the Daily Express. Space weather physicist Dimitha Scove took to her Twitter handle today and issued a warning. She said, "Direct hit solar storm prediction models from both NOAA and NASA show the storm hits April 14th, just ahead of the first solar windstorm. This should intensify the storm as the stream will give it a push from behind." She added, "Chances of reaching G2 level conditions are 80% and higher latitudes and 20% at mid-latitudes. Radio blackout risk remains low, but amateur radio operators and GPS users face disruptions on Earth's night side. When solar storms arrive at Earth's magnetic field, blackouts could cause power outages if they directly hit transformers, as per the report by the Daily Express. According to NOAA, the G2 class storm will arrive because of a common mass ejection, or CM Pb, a major plasma release from the sun's outer layer. Such solar storms take place if enough energy from the solar wind is exchanged in a close proximity to Earth. The storms are then categorized by US Space Weather Center on a scale of G1 minor up to G5 extreme. It says that the CMEs hit the planet's magnetosphere. All of that extra radiation can damage the satellites we use for communications and navigation. It can disrupt power grids that provide our electricity. The approaching disturbance could result in auroras similar to the Northern Lights. The aurora borealis itself could be seen from Sunday until Tuesday if skies are clear, says the Met Center. Ms. Gov went on to say that aurora field reporters, be sure to charge up your camera batteries. Ms. Gov continued, the NASA solar storm prediction model shows the hit occurring a little later on April 14th at 12 p.m. UTC time compared to the NOAA model, which shows the arrival of a bit earlier at 7 a.m. UTC time. Either way, both indicate an excellent chance for an aurora. And that was sourced from the Southgate Amateur Radio News Service. Now on to regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday in the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC Friday Coffee Sessions, Rochelieu Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Club Tech Nights, Wednesday the 20th of April from 19:30 hours in the NTARC Club Rooms. NTARC Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday the 27th of April. Testnet CW course on 3580 MHz from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 again, Thursday commencing at 9:30 UTC or 20:30 local, Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party following after Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist again, DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. And Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6 p.m. AST. Events, AR Worldwide, 18th of April, World Amateur Radio Day. NWTARC, 23rd of April, Winter Luncheon will be held at the Lighthouse Hotel, Ulverston from 12:30. Please let Christy, VK7FKKK, know if you're coming along by Wednesday the 20th of April. WIA, 7th of May, the WIA AGM stream from Hobart from 10:30 to 12:15 hours. Then the virtual conference, Antarctic Gateway Zoom streamed from Hobart from 1300 to 1700. And a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader is VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, do we have any takers please? 80 metres, VK7ALH, 40 metres, VK7JGD, 20 metres, VK7DC, 10 metres, VK7TPE, UHFCB Channel 15, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. Just a reminder, you can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. And a huge thank you to all those people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. And for further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s and stay safe from Rick, VK7RI.